Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Central University of Haryana, Mahendragarh. Invites online applications for various posts on regular basis. The last date for submission of online applications is 28/12/2024. Open positions include Chief Security Officer, Level 11, Group A, Assistant Librarian, Level 10, Group A, Private Secretary, Level 7, Group B, and multiple positions for clerical and technical staff. For detailed information regarding post categories, qualifications and the application process, please visit the university's website at www.cuh.ac.in. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pension announces multiple vacancies in the Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, seeking applications for 5 vacancies of judicial members and 4 vacancies for administrative members. Candidates should note that postings can occur at any of the 19 benches of CAT. Completed applications should reach the Secretary, Department of Personnel and Training, North Block, New Delhi, 11001 by 5:30 p.m. on or before 15th January 2025. Detailed eligibility conditions and the application forms can be downloaded from the tribunal's website at www.dopt.nic.in, or you may go on to www.cgat.gov.in. The Center for Development of Advanced Computing, CDAC, a prominent scientific society under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, is looking for experienced and qualified professionals for the role of consultant, part-time or full-time. Expertise in HPC, quantum computing and experience as a domain expert in Polis are required. Interested candidates can find more details on the CDAC website, that is at https://www.cdac.in. CERSAI, a Government of India undertaking, invites applications for various posts from dynamic professionals looking to contribute to nation building. CERSAI maintains 2 electronic registries that support stakeholders in the financial sector, providing significant career growth opportunities. They are seeking candidates for the following permanent posts at the Senior Manager HR with 1 available position, Senior Manager IT Cybersecurity with 1 position. The pay scale for both roles ranges from 50,000 to 1,60,000 rupees. Interested applicants can find detailed eligibility criteria and application procedures on the official website. Kindly go on to www.cersai.org.in. The Supreme Court of India invites online applications for the preparation of separate panels to fill a total of 107 vacancies for court master, shorthand, senior personnel assistant and personnel assistant positions. These are classified in Group A and Group B posts with varying salary levels. Candidates must meet specific qualifications related to education and shorthand proficiency. For further information on qualifications, experience required and application procedure, please refer to the official Supreme Court website. The age requirements and relaxation criteria for different categories are as per the government rules. For details, kindly go on to https://www.sci.gov.in. The Mumbai Port Authority is inviting applications for various positions on both regular and contract bases. The available posts include 20 pilots with specific reservations for SC, ST, OBC and UR categories, one marine engineer and an assistant port safety and fire officer, as well as deputy planner on a contract basis. The applications for the pilot and marine engineer posts will remain open as long as there are vacancies or if additional positions become available. The application deadline for the assistant port safety and fire officer and deputy planner positions is December 31st, 2024. Interested candidates can find further details about the eligibility criteria and apply by visiting the Mumbai Port Authority website at www.mumbaiport.gov.in. The National Institute of Technical Teachers Training and Research, deemed to be university, is seeking to fill various teaching and non-teaching positions. Openings include professors and associate professors across multiple departments such as computer science, electrical and electronics, civil engineering, and more. The qualifications for these teaching positions must meet AICTE or UGC norms. Non-teaching positions are also available, with various roles including store purchase officer and stenographer. For detailed information about vacancies, qualifications and the application process, kindly visit the website that is www.nittrbol.ac.in. The Southern Region Farm Missionary Training and Testing Institute is looking for eligible candidates to fill two vacant posts of Senior Technical Assistant Instrumentation through direct recruitment. These positions are classified as Group B non-gazetted in Level 6 as per the 7th CPC. Comprehensive details regarding the application format, eligibility criteria and terms of employment can be accessed on the Institute's official website at www.fmttibudni.gov.in or go on to the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare website at www.agricoop.nic.in. The Health and Family Welfare Department, Government of NCT of Delhi, is inviting applications for the recruitment of 14 vacant posts of Audiometric Assistant in Pay Level 5. These positions are available on deputation basis. Eligible candidates must have a bachelor's degree in audiology and speech language pathology from a recognized university and should have minimum of 5 years of regular service in a relevant post. The tenure of deputation will initially be for 1 year, but may be extendable up to 3 years, subject to standard terms and conditions. Interested candidates are requested to submit their applications within 60 days from the date of publication of this notification. For further details and application procedures, kindly visit the website at https://health.delhi.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.